the best-selling author of all time, will be at the West Virginia Book Festival this weekend. James Patterson has sold more than 100 million books. He told Eric Douglas by phone he will be telling stories, but he also has a greater purpose.
If you want to get a book signed by James Patterson at the West Virginia Book Festival this weekend, you need to show up early. He is on a tight schedule and only 100 ticket holders will be able to meet him. To receive a ticket, you must purchase either Killer Instinct or his children's book, Max Einstein, Rebels with a Cause, at the West Virginia Book Company booth. If you're not one of the lucky ones, Patterson says he wants everyone to come out for his talk. He'll be in the Coliseum at 3 p.m. on Saturday. Charleston Mayor Amy Goodwin will be moderating. He explained that he hasn't always been a good public speaker, but he has improved over the years.
When I got hired, the guy that hired me said that I was the shyest person he had ever interviewed. Part of the way I got over that and became a pretty decent public speaker is just tell stories. I just tell story after story after story. And if Mayor Goodwin is cool, we'll get people laughing and they'll find out some stuff. And I'm not about selling my books. I'm more about getting people reading.
An author like James Patterson gets dozens of requests for appearances, and many offer him large speaking fees. But Patterson said he is looking forward to visiting West Virginia.
The approach was great. They said the right kinds of things. Libraries are a big deal for me, and getting kids reading and getting adults reading is huge.
Reading is important for Patterson personally, but he has so many projects that he doesn't have as much time to read as he used to. He says he has 33 live projects in his office right now. That said, he is still in the middle of a couple books.
I used to be a, 3 or 4 book a week person. I just read a book, What It Takes, by Stephen Schwartzman. He founded Blackstone, which is pretty cool. I'm reading a Robert Cray mystery. Jason Reynolds is a kids writer who I like. I'm reading Ghost right now.
Patterson is a big advocate for children's reading programs. He created a program called Read Kiddo Read that helps parents find interesting books for their children.
A lot of people don't know I write kids' books, but I do, and I love it. It's probably, I think they're actually my best books. And our mission at Jimmy Books, which may sound simple, but I think it's actually pretty smart, is when a kid finishes a Jimmy book, they'll say, please give me another book, as opposed to, I don't like to read.
Out of the dozens of books he has written, and the numerous times he has been at the top of the New York Times bestseller list, the things he is proudest of are his marriage, his son, and his children's books.
I'm happy to have created Alex Cross and A Woman's Murder Club and Maximum Ride and, the kid in middle school who worked Years of My Life, and, there's some new ones coming out. Max Einstein, that's kind of a big deal to me.
As one of the most successful authors in the world, Patterson makes an effort to return that success to the community.
Actually, 450 scholarships for teachers. We do a thing with Scholastic for another couple of million for classroom libraries. I think we had 112,000 teachers ask us for help. I think we helped 18,000. My mother was a teacher for, 192 years. And, that's sort of in my blood.
West Virginia Public Broadcasting is a sponsor of the West Virginia Book Festival, which will run from Friday, October 4th, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Saturday, October 5th, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Charleston Coliseum and Civic Center. There will be a marketplace where local authors will sell their books, along with the used book sale and writing workshops. Other authors that will make presentations include Selena Yoon, Orson Scott Card, Anthony Harkins, Meredith McCarroll, and Denise Kiernan. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Eric Douglas in Charleston.
Visit the West Virginia Public Broadcasting website for more information about the book festival. You can also find more of Eric Douglas's interview with James Patterson. It covers topics ranging from reading to advice to authors and his dream of winning the Nobel Prize.